Chicago Teachers Union members who were supposed to report in person today are continuing to teach remotely instead after voting Sunday to defy Chicago Public Schools' plan for elementary teachers to return to their classrooms. Chicago Public Schools has pushed the date for staff to return back to Wednesday to allow more time to negotiate with the union and hopefully reach a deal before students go back to classrooms on February 1st. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp joins us now with the latest. And Sarah, there's been a long battle between the teachers' union and the public school district over reopening. So what are the lingering issues that the union and the schools are still trying to reach a deal on?
So the big issue is that there's still a lot of teachers and staff who are very nervous to return, either because they have a health condition or because they're living with a family member who has a health condition that they fear would lead to a severe case of COVID-19 were they to contract it. And the teachers union wants it to be more voluntary as to whether you would return to the classroom. And then they say as more people get vaccinated, then, you know, more people will ramp up and come in. And the school district says that they need to have a certain number of staff in the building in order to provide in-person learning, and that it can't be voluntary and that they need most people to come in.
Well, on the topic of vaccination, then, I mean, what is the timetable for vaccinating the Chicago teachers? We know that this varies from state to state. So Illinois are teachers in the priority group.
Well, actually, today is the first day that they could start getting vaccinated. They're eligible today. But as is the case across the nation, we're not getting a whole lot of vaccinations in. So most people predict that most teachers won't be able to get vaccinated until at least mid-February. And then, you know, it takes a while for people to become immune. So, you know, that's sort of the discussion, is that really it would be about 2 months before you could say, okay, all teachers are vaccinated and are ready to come back in.
So if the school district and the teachers union cannot reach an agreement in the next couple of days, how likely is it the teachers will go on strike?
Well, you know, this is always the $100 million question, right? But this is a very interesting situation, because what the teachers have said that they're going to do is they're not going to go in person. They're going, but they want to continue working remotely. Chicago Public Schools has said, we are going to consider that a strike. Now, what exactly that means is a little, you know, unclear, because school district officials won't really, you know, say exactly what they mean. That could mean that they will cancel classes for all students because the teachers will only work remotely. But it also could mean that there becomes, you know, some individual discipline of teachers. And then the teachers union says that if teachers start getting disciplined and locked out of their remote classes, then they'll go on strike. So, you know, exactly how this would play out and how it could turn into a strike is still up in the air, but it could definitely come to that.
Yeah. So there's a high-stakes standoff here, and definitely some brinksmanship on both sides. And, of course, another lingering question to keep an eye on is how will the parents react, and will they support the teachers' union or be clamoring for their kids to get back in person? And we know, Sarah Karp, you'll be keeping track of it all. That's WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.